The topic of energy can be a hot potato, whether the conversation is about how to regulate it or what kinds are best for the environment. The Glenwood Springs Chamber of Commerce is dipping a toe in those waters with an energy gathering later this week. The event has two main speakers who represent a range of opinions in the Roaring Fork Valley. They are Christopher Guth with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C., and Mike Ogburn with the Carbondale nonprofit Clean Energy Economy for the Region, or CLEAR. We'll hear from Ogburn in a moment. First, I spoke with Christopher Guth about his perspective on energy and regulations. He says the boom in domestic natural gas and oil production is good for Western Colorado, even with growing pains like low oil and gas prices. But there's something else on his mind.
We have a slew of regulations, both on the clean air side, the clean water side, endangered species, as well as oil and gas production on federal lands that is creating some significant headwind to this great turnabout that we've had in this country. Whether it's greenhouse gas regulations or regulating ozone emissions, there's a lot of question as to whether or not our future is really as bright as it looks.
So the other main speaker during this event on Thursday is with a variety of local clean energy organizations. And what is it like for you being at an event like this where you're sharing the stage with someone who may have very different viewpoints, but you're both there to talk about energy and what it means for rural economies?
I'm not entirely sure sort of what he is going to say, but I frequently have conversations both publicly and privately with people who don't necessarily share the same opinion of various regulations or whatever the topic of discussion may be. And one of the things that at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce we pride ourselves on, because we are a very big tent organization representing businesses from every sector of the economy and every size, is trying to find the areas of overlap that is good for all business.
That was Christopher Guth with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's speaking at the Energy Forum hosted by the Glenwood Chamber later this week. The other main speaker at the event is Mike Ogburn. He's with the nonprofit CLEAR, or Clean Energy Economy for the Region.
My key points on Thursday will be to share what has been going on in the Valley and how Garfield Clean Energy and similar groups have been able to assist businesses, governments, and residents in saving millions of dollars on energy use and doing it profitably in a way that also keeps contractors engaged, raises the game of contractors, and really helps them tap an entirely new line of work in the region.
You know, I spoke with Christopher Guth just a couple moments ago, and he was saying that he's concerned there are too many federal regulations today, or pending ones, which regulate the environment, in his view, too tightly. And that can cause roadblocks for developing energy, making sure that we have enough available. Do you share that same concern?
I suppose the way I approach energy is that we need to focus on systems that provide us with clean, reliable energy. There's no argument about that. What has changed in the most recent years is that even without government involvement with subsidies and things of that nature, energy efficiency, wind, solar, hydro, have gotten to the point where their cost per energy delivered, even in this unsubsidized levelized cost of energy, is at the level of the best, cheapest coal and cheapest natural gas. In some cases, they beat all available technologies at providing energy. We're at a point now where the game is changing towards clean energy. With regard to fossil fuel development, there's absolutely no question that our economy right now does operate on a majority of fossil fuels. And we do need those fuels to keep the economy alive. And so as we extract them, it's important that we do it right. Protect clean air, protect clean water, and extract those fossil fuels responsibly as we transition to a lower carbon energy future.
Mike Ogburn is energy engineer with CLEAR, which stands for Clean Energy Economy for the Region. They're based in Carbondale. Ogburn is one of the key speakers at Thursday's Energy Forum in Glenwood Springs. That's hosted by Glenwood's Chamber of Commerce.